Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Treasure Chest Thursday, everybody. Weekend kickoff coming to you. Mike D'Antilier, Steve Geller, bring it till 7 p.m. when we got Thursday Night Football Week 6 action. New York Giants taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, a nice NFC East clash. Plus, more Thursday Night Football. Uptown, Tulane taking on East Carolina tonight. So, plenty of interesting action. You can come here to the casino, make a wager on tonight's games.
Yeah, I got a couple of people as I walked in. Man, what do you like tonight about East Carolina and Tulane? Man, that guy, he passed on that yesterday. He didn't want to give a choice. He picked the over.
Okay.
He said, I got no strong opinion on who win. Brad Evans.
Right, yeah.
From BetMGM.
So just like the over on the game.
He just likes the over. He said, I think both defenses aren't real good. Again, we'll see tonight. I know... You know, for John Summerall, he puts a lot of pride in that front. You know,
yeah, right.
They alternate 10 guys on a three-man front. Very few teams in college football has that type depth that they can do it. And we'll see about Jake Ratliff in the passing game. Because I think even though he agrees with me, he didn't get into detail, but I know that bothers him. It's not there yet in the passing game.
Sure.
And you can see it has not – kind of manifested itself. But you understand, Ratliff came in late, so his rapport with the wide receivers, tight ends, I threw in the tight end part because I know coaches the tight ends there. That Tyler Ogeron, I know his dad a little bit. Coach
a little bit, right.
Yeah, so I know Tyler would love to get the tight ends much more involved in the offense.
Things started out pretty good for the Tulane Green Wave, though.
Yeah, I mean, the Ole Miss game, you could see, man, Ole Miss got hot early. And, man, it snowballed real quick.
And we saw what Ole Miss did to LSU.
And Chambliss is the real McCoy.
Right, exactly.
Okay, he ain't no flash in the pan. He's been doing this a little while, what he's been able to do and accomplish at Ferris State. So, overall, you know, Tulane's got an opportunity here. I know Memphis is a tough football team that they'll face down the line. But I think they take care of business against East Carolina tonight.
That's some action. Like I said, uptown, we got Thursday Night Football coming up at the New York Giants and Philadelphia Eagles. Man, oh, man, that's going to be an interesting one just because we saw the Giants coming off the loss here in New Orleans. Really didn't look good at all. But this Philadelphia Eagles squad, they're coming off a Super Bowl championship, but they still seem to have some of those internal dysfunctional issues.
Doesn't it always? I think wasn't a team meeting. It was Hurts, the two receivers, Saquon.
Yeah, anytime you have that kind of stuff leaking out, to me, that's never good.
Yeah,
good
who
stuff.
Leaks that out?
Exactly.
Somebody wanted that out.
To let it be known to the world.
But, you know, Mark Schlereth got a great line about it, that wide receivers are like children. They need to be fed. You know, they need to be cleaned up. You know, just like young kids. And, again, look at their record. And Steve, you saw this. They actually had an opportunity late in that game. That ball's up in the air in the end zone, and they got two receivers there. And both of them kind of grappling for the ball. And, okay, I'm watching it real time now, and I'm like, they're going to steal this game. And then, you know, it got knocked away
right,
late.
So
but,
close.
Man, it was close. That was really, really close to making a big play and kind of stealing the game away that, You know, that Denver had fought back in the second half. Got to give Bo Nix a lot of credit. They got the running game going for the Broncos. And so, but, you know, winning sometimes in today's world, man, if I ain't getting my touches or passes thrown my way, then I'm complaining.
Right.
I'm not real sure they got the right guy to take Kellen Moore's spot to call plays there.
It's definitely been a unit that hasn't been as cohesive as they were last year.
It looks a lot like trying to put the round peg in the square hole. That ain't going to work. The one crazy thing last year, and we talked to even Kellen about it when we had him on, they were – led the league in the amount of rushing attempts, and they threw the least amount of passes. I can tell you this, going back, I don't remember a Super Bowl champion team like that were one in one category and 32nd in the other, and still won.
Right.
That's impressive, but, you know, Kellen played to the strength of that team, the offensive line, Saquon Barkley, when they needed a big play. If it was AJ or Devontae, they were able to come up with it. Goddard, certainly a big part of that offense, too. And also, you have the threat of Jalen Hurts, you know, taking off running with the football, you know, because he scares you. Just a little bit taking off running, because he's like a big fullback taking off running with the ball. So, but I would take their record any day of the week.
Yeah, and seeing the Eagles tonight, too, Mike, they're 7.5-point dogs on the road in this matchup.
Favorite,
I'm sorry. Yeah, they're giving the 7.5 on the road.
Man, I would have said,
into the booth.
Hold on a second. You can grab this. I'm going to go place that bet real fast.
No, but definitely what we saw from this Giants squad recently, too, Philly should go into MetLife Stadium and mop the floor with them, but I just don't know. One, division game. And two, how this team, the Eagles squad, has looked of late. I'm imagining they're pretty ticked off after that loss to the Denver Broncos.
And Jackson Dart's sort of beat up. You don't have Malik Nabers. Slayton is hurt.
I saw N'Kobe Dean's making his debut this week for the Eagles.
Well, their defense ain't been the reason why there's dysfunction.
No, it's all about points.
It's all about points.
We know that all too well here.
And also, too, their special teams. How good their special teams have been. Blocking kicks, and then you got the big man rumble, 50 yards downfield. So, interesting game tonight with the Eagles and the Giants. And is this an overlooked game? Because now you got a little bit of a mini bye.
Right.
You got a little bit of a mini bye here. So, one thing in the NFL, there's not a big difference between the very best and it's not like college football where there's a remarkable difference between the very best and the very worst.
Taking a break here on our weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Coming up this hour, Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, will help us break things all things black and gold, getting ready for the Patriots coming to town on Sunday. Then at 4:40, Jerry Smith covers Tulane for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com publisher, also the Green Wave Report. Previewing that matchup tonight, Green Wave, Uptown, taking on East Carolina. Should be a fun one in Yulman Stadium. Next hour, we'll get more into some LSU versus South Carolina talk. And then 6 o'clock hour, going back into some Saints and Pels talk with Aaron Summers, host and reporter for both teams there. And we'll get our pick six segment, Mike. I don't know how you did this past week, but
I did pretty good.
I know our boy in studio right now, Charlie's been stewing over things.
Charlie ain't been too happy with all this. Even A-Bear's doing decent. Which is shocking. I guess his wife is still doing the picks. I don't know.
We're going to take a break here on Weekend Kickoff, folks. Come out and say hey at the Treasure Chest Casino or Hill Till 7. And that's when Thursday Night Football kicks off week six. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill, getting ready for Thursday Night Football. Yes, NFL action coming up 7 o'clock, but 6:30 Uptown, we've got Tulane versus East Carolina. To help us break that down is Gary Smith. Thanks so much for the time as always, Gary. How you been doing, man?
Doing well.
Gary, I know your time's limited, but, man, we're glad to have you on.
Yeah.
This is a funny game for Tulane on that Thursday against an East Carolina team. Their record doesn't maybe indicate the talent that they have. I say that we did our Tulane Tuesday segment with Coach Summerall, and I tried to get him to come out of it, and finally tells me, hey, they got talent. They got a lot of talent on that East Carolina team. I think he was trying to tell me something without telling me that, hey, this is going to be a much tougher game than some people might think.
Yeah, look, I think he's telling the truth this time. John Summerall tends to play up whatever opponent Tulane is playing as if they're far better than their actual performance indicates. But when you look at East Carolina, when their coach Blake Corral took over at midseason last year, since then they've been 8-3. They were 3-4 when he took over. They were 6-13 under their previous coach from the start of 2023. And the second he took over, they've been a different team since then. And they got beat pretty easily by BYU earlier this year, but they didn't give up a defensive touchdown in the first half of that game. And their quarterback threw a terrible interception at his own goal line that kind of let that one get out of hand. But their stats, they're near the top of the American Conference in offense and defense, and that's having played a decent schedule. They also lost a close game to NC State to start the year after beating NC State in a bowl game last year. So I think he's on the up and up. I think East Carolina is a legitimate potential dark horse contender in the conference this year, and Tulane's going to have to play well tonight.
The one area offensively, Tulane has got to get better, and we talked about it with Coach, is the pitch and catch game. Come on. But you could understand because of the fact of what you lost to graduation, and also to Ratliff coming in late, that coordination just isn't quite right now.
Yeah. Jake Retzlaff is last out of 11 qualified quarterbacks in the league in completion percentage, around 54%. You know, he only completed 57% of his passes at BYU last year. I will say this, though. They do have to get better in the passing game, but I thought the wide receivers had their best game of the year against Tulsa. Shaz Preston made several nice catches. Omari Hayes made some plays. Some of their other guys stepped up. There were no drop passes, which they've been plagued by in some of their earlier games. Look, there's a reason teams practice all the time so that quarterbacks can get comfortable with their wide receivers. And obviously that Jake Retzlaff did not have that opportunity coming in late July. I think he's going to get better as the year goes along. But I was encouraged by the way the receivers played against Tulsa, because before then I thought it was kind of a combo platter of Jake Retzlaff getting comfortable in the offense and the receivers just not playing well. And I think they fixed that half of the equation. And as Retzlaff gets more comfortable during the year, I think you'll see that completion percentage go up.
Another thing too is you got to get your tight ends more involved. I know the tight end. The tight end coach a little bit, that Ogeron guy. With Thompson coming back from the injury, and I don't know exactly when that's going to be.
Yeah.
Do you think that'll be a bigger part of the offense for the Green Wave?
It's funny because in the first game of the year, it was a big part of the early in the year. They were big. I just praised the wide receivers. The tight ends did not play well against Tulsa. It's kind of a reverse of the way that the year started. The Southern Miss transfer, Justin Reed, had played well earlier in the year. I don't know. I'm skeptical as to whether Ty Thompson is going to be a factor this year. That knee injury he had was kind of an unusual knee injury in the spring. I was told from sources at the time that he probably would not be able to come back this year. Then the timeline got pushed up, but I think, you know, they're five games into the year and he hasn't played. He's not going to play tonight. That's half the season. I have a feeling that it may not happen for him this year. So I we'll see how much the tight ends get involved. They do need to be more consistent though than they've been in the first five games.
Gary, I think about it. You know, you and I, we fairly close age wise. Man, just think about the knee injuries that you know. You covered a knee injury. You were out for the year. There was no time frame for you to come back. And look at it today. These guys are coming back, you know, 5 months, 6 months after the surgery. Today, the biggest growth I've seen in my time covering sports is really sports medicine, of what it has done to get that athlete back on the field so much quicker than it was before.
We're old enough to remember a time when there really wasn't such a thing as arthroscopic knee surgery. It was all major knee surgery. And you're right, knee, you're gone for the year. And I think that was why there was a lot of optimism about Ty Thompson. But his injury was definitely, it was not a normal football injury. So I think he might be one of those cases where you are out for the year. But the marvel of modern medicine has definitely made an incredible difference on that front.
I see Taysom Hill, and I know what type of knee injury, and it was bad. And to have him come back in less than a year. Yeah. Oh, my God.
When I heard people talking about them, that he might be back before midseason this year, I thought they were nuts. And there he was on Sunday. So you're right. It's incredible because you're right. That was one of the worst knee injuries, like, ever. and he's already back.
Really was. The strength of Tulane's defense certainly – that front line where you rotating 9-10 guys every game. How would you grade the secondary? Because they have given up some big plays in the secondary.
Yeah, I think they've actually played pretty well. It was obviously a worry going into the year because they lost their top three cornerbacks from last year, all of whom – two of whom initially made NFL rosters this year, and a third who was in a camp, and then also Rashawn Pleasant transferred before spring drill. So they lost really their top four cover guys from last year, and it was a concern. But I'm not as concerned now, seeing the way the secondary's played. Yes, they've given up some plays, but I think it could be a lot worse. And I'll tell you what. The way the defensive line played against Tulsa, that was the defensive line that I think the coaches and players expected to see all year long. And when you got a defensive line that's as dominant as that defensive line can be in this league, your cornerbacks don't have to play that great. They just have to not make mistakes. Like I know John Summerall was really upset. The flea flicker Tulsa executed early in the game, that's just a cornerback losing his eyes and coming forward, and safeties coming forward when they need to stay back. That stuff needs to get fixed. But the way they got pressure all along, I think that's going to be the difference in the game. I think Tulane's going to be able to make East Carolina one-dimensional tonight, and I don't think the quarterback's going to have a lot of time to throw, and I think that's going to be the difference.
Freshman running back, and we talked to John about it, and I said, Coach, tell me the story. He said, Mike, Georgia kid had verbally committed to go to Duke, And then right at the same time Mensah left to go to Duke, they got him to change his mind. And from Duke to Tulane, he has really been the surprise this year on the offensive side of football, of him being able to come in. He had a good game against South Alabama, but he didn't score three touchdowns. That caught everybody's eye when you end up in the end zone three times.
Yeah, he's really impressive. It always helps to go through spring ball, which Javon Gordon did. That made a huge difference. But he has surprised me. I think he's established himself. He's the best of the guys that they're playing. He's the best running back on the roster. He's just got those natural instincts. He's got he picks his holes well. He's powerful and he has good acceleration. And he was absolutely terrific against Tulsa. And I'm pretty sure you're going to see him as the Tulane's feature back the rest of the year. He has been a revelation for sure.
Gary, the one thing I'll give Coach Sumrall, his teams, and not every game, but basically you could say a good 90% of the time, they are always focused on the task at hand. You see some teams in college football, man, it just looks like they're not even mentally in it. The one thing with his teams, most of the time, they are ready to go. And I give a lot of credit to him and his staff for that.
Yeah, what's his conference record now? This is his fourth year as a coach. His conference record is 20 counting championship games is 24-4. I'll take that. That's pretty good. You're right. You don't see the team just throwing, just laying an egg. The closest you can say that for Tulane was the Memphis home game last year. But Memphis is an extremely talented football team that's won 10 or more games two straight years and is on their way to a third straight year. And Tulane had some bad breaks in that game twice, having long completions where it ended up in fumbles that changed the game. But you're right. You just don't see his teams come out flat for a game where they have a chance to lose, and that's going to be key tonight, because they like John Sumrall says, they have to come out focused and ready. If they come out focused and ready, I think they'll be fine. They certainly look how Duke's playing now. Tulane beat Duke pretty comfortably, and Duke has a real chance to make the Atlantic Coast Conference championship game. If we see that Tulane team, I don't think this game will be in doubt going into the last few minutes.
Gary, do you see any difference on campus today with, the big game primetime on ESPN? I know the network is there, obviously, on campus, so I figured things are probably a bit of buzz for the Green Wave.
Yeah, I actually attended. They did a live Sports Center show at 1 p.m. I went there. They had a pretty good student turnout for that. The Tulane band was there. John Sumrall arrived on a float throwing beads. There was a pretty good buzz. I think that it's a new thing ESPN does. They're the play-by-play guy tonight is a normal studio host, and they wanted to figure out a way to have him do live shows when he was on the road. And Tulane had about 2 week notice on this, there was a lot of energy at that event tonight. So at today. So I think there is a buzz around campus for this game.
Man, I'm going to give it to him because he gave me let me clean it up. He gave me some business when we were riding in Mad Hatters, Bobby and I. So I'm glad you told me that, Gary. Oh, I'm going to give it to him this Tuesday about it.
Do it. Yeah. and by the way, he also on ESPN, he had some oyster shucks. He downed two raw oysters on air for the TV show. So I hope he's doing okay for tonight. I hope those oysters were
just two of them? Oh, I could take care of that. That ain't no problem.
They ain't a lot.
Gary,
thank you, Gary.
Yeah, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the game tonight. Thank you for giving us some time beforehand.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Gary.
Gary Smith, Tulane beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, and publisher of the GreenWaveReport.com. And, Mike, Gary's been doing this for years, and if there's any kind of authority on Tulane football, he's the guy.
It's him.
Right, exactly.
It's him. Gary does a great job covering the Green Wave in all sports. But, man, he has seen a lot of bad football, a lot of middle-of-the-road football, and he has seen some good football. But, man, what we've seen from John Sumrall since he's been here has been awesome. You think about conference record, as he put it out there, 24-4. Man, that is really good, Steve. I take that. Now, how long you keep him, and I hate to say it because he might tell me something, but it's true. How long you're going to keep him is going to be the question mark.
The Greenies are 6.5-point favorites tonight.
Yeah, I believe that. Again, though, a lot of people think this might be the cow, the trap.
We shall see. A 6:30 kickoff in Yeoman. We're going to take a break, come back with more of Sports Talk, our weekend kickoff edition here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Be right back, folks, after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino rolling on. Going to get right to our guest line. Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com joining us. Jeff, how's it going, man? What's going on?
Hey, Steve, I'm doing great. Glad to talk to you guys. Getting ready to head over to Yuleman Stadium for the big game tonight. Looking forward to it. Looks like it's going to be a great night.
Absolutely. Jeff, when I look at the Patriots, you know, everybody talks about the turnover that they have on the Saints roster, which is a lot. I think, you know, it changes week to week. I think there's 28 new players on a 53-man roster. But the Patriots is 26. Now, again, that could change weekly. And this team is sort of built in the image of Mike Vrabel. One thing with Mike, man, if you in a fist fight with somebody and it's a gang of guys, you want Mike on your side. I told Bob, hey, you better pick him because at least you got a shot to get away, so to speak. And Mike has always been about toughness. You saw that with the Titans. He added a lot of new pieces in free agency, but excuse me, also a lot of young players. When you think about Will Campbell starting at left tackle, the left guard from Georgia, he's starting. Travion Henderson now because of injury, he got to learn how to hold on to the damn ball. But, man, Travion can haul tail. I mean, he's got some speed. Big difference is he never had this type of talent at quarterback with Drake May. Man, okay, Ryan Tannehill, come on. He ain't nothing compared to what Drake May will eventually be if he can stay healthy. I think it really gives them a legitimate shot to be a playoff team, and look at that schedule. That's what happens when you play that fourth-place schedule and you win four games last year.
Yeah, Mike, great points across the board. And I really think, you know, one of the things that stands out to me is just how physical they are. They're very tough. Obviously, that's a trait from Mike Vrabel. And you have to credit Robert Kraft, right? I mean, he hired, the year before, Gerard Mayo, a player that was revered at New England. He coached on the staff, been a player there for a long time. And after 1 year, he realized it wasn't working, and he had a chance to get Mike Vrabel, a coach that he considers a Hall of Fame level coach, and he pulled the plug after 1 year. That could not have been easy for him. He was very popular up in New England, and brings in Mike Vrabel, and look how they've turned things around. That takes guts. That takes really, I think, tough decision-making at the very top of the organization to do that, and I have to give Robert Kraft a lot of credit for that.
One of the things, too, is I know from his days, and I still do some stuff with the Titans Network draft time and also pre and post with them, is that he always talked about, I want the tight ends involved more. Because, he was kind of the third tight end in New England. Think about it. He caught 11 touchdown passes throughout his career, and he played linebacker. But they used him as a pass receiving and a blocking tight end. I look at this roster and see Hunter Henry and then Hooper also on there, and how Drake May, if he's in a tight situation, hey, I know where I'm going. I'm going to the tight end. And the Saints, they made the two tight ends from the Giants look like all-pro guys in the first quarter and a half.
Yeah, and Hunter Henry is a very underrated player. I have no doubt they're going to see the film and see how the Saints have struggled to defend the tight end, and they're going to try and attack that weakness. And I'll be interested to see, guys, if the Patriots can, duplicate the energy and everything they had on that Monday night game. I mean, that was a big emotional win for them. You're on the road against a division rival on national TV. Now you got to come back, travel to New Orleans, a place, you're kind of unfamiliar with, a roster you're unfamiliar with. Can they duplicate and bring it? Now, that's something Mike Vrabel has always been good at, but will this young roster have the same motivation and energy they had to beat the Bills? I think that's going to be a big key to this game.
The other thing is Mike's, input is a lot on defense. I think he throws in a thing here and there on offense. But to go out and get Josh McDaniel, Josh is kind of the Wade Phillips on the offense. I mean, head coach, not so much. But, man, you think about what he did with Tom Brady in New England, and now what he has done to really kind of get the sander and knock out some of those rough spots in Drake May's game on offense. Josh McDaniel's one hell of an offensive coordinator. Head coach, no, that wasn't his skill set. But as far as offensive coach and teach the pitch and catch game, he does that extremely well.
Yeah, great point. And there's no doubt he's had a big impact on Drake May. And Drake May is looking like one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. I mean, he kind of has some of the similarities to like a Justin Herbert. I mean, he's got the mobility. He's got enough mobility to buy time. And when he gets out of the pocket, I'm sure the Saints are going to try and keep him in the pocket, especially when he rolls out to his right. He tends to favor that. It'll be interesting to see if Brandon Staley, if they adjust their rush patterns to try and keep him from going right. And then the other thing, guys, to look at in this game, which is kind of interesting for me, is, you got two of the top rookie left tackles in the whole league. When Will Campbell, obviously, out of LSU, and Kelvin Banks, the way he's playing for the Saints. And, Mike, you know this. I mean, those guys have been kind of parallel paths to the NFL. I mean, they were both elite prospects coming out of high school. Kelvin Banks actually was being recruited by LSU, and Will Campbell tried to lure him to come there. And they kind of followed the same path, and here they are, both excelling in their rookie seasons, thrown to the wolves. Really kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, one of the things with Coach O had told me the story, but I got confirmation from it from Banks when after they drafted him, and he was like, had Coach O stayed at LSU, I would have went to LSU. He said, because I had committed to them. I was going there. And he said, when they made the coaching change, I went to University of Texas. And, kind of how it kind of flipped a little bit because, man, I know one thing. Both those guys, highly recruited players, but they don't play like rookies. The one thing with Mike, he always loves to run the football. And we saw it in Tennessee. man, with Derrick Henry, and boy, he had a horse that he could give the football to. That's being done by committee with Ramondre Stevenson and the rookie Trevion Henderson of how they attack the Saints defensively, because I think they believe they can run the football on the Saints.
And I think Trevion Henderson's going to have a larger role in this game. I really do. That's a guy that can take it to the house in one play. I mean, he is a dynamic playmaker, incredible speed. And I think in this dome environment on that fast track, the Saints better have a plan for him. Coming out of the backfield, he can catch the ball. That 1-2 punch is definitely going to test the Saints' run defense, certainly more than I think the Giants did last week. That was an area the Saints played well in, but they're going to get tested because you know that's what Vrabel wants to do.
Chase Young, is he going to play this week?
I think he will. I don't know if he'll be on a limited pitch count, but I think having him back at practice, you know, he's been itching to go. I know it's frustrating for him, but, man, you put him in that lineup, he makes a difference, almost has a domino effect. Offenses can't concentrate on Carl Granderson, who's having a really good start. Suddenly you may have something. They need to upgrade their pass rush. I mean, I know they've got some decent sack numbers, but their pressure rate's down near the bottom of the league. We've seen too many times the opposing quarterback's just too comfortable back there, and they can't let Drake May get comfortable. That kid will pick him apart.
Jeff, always appreciate the time. Thank you, man, and enjoy the game at Yeoman tonight.
Hey, pull him through, Jeff. Get him a
W. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm going to enjoy the walk over to the game tonight. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, look, they're not playing Louisville, so you can pull for Tulane.
I'll see you guys. Take care.
All right.
Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, joining us there. We're going to take a break here in our weekend kickoff from the Treasure Chest Casino at the Game Bar and Grill as we get up for Thursday Night Football. NFL side of things, Eagles and Giants kicking off on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We're going to talk to Jeff Duncan. 6:30 kickoff uptown at Yeoman Stadium, East Carolina and Tulane. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk right after this on WWL. Wrapping up the first hour of Sports Talk here at the Game Bar and Grill at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're right adjacent to the FanDuel Sportsbook. Best place in town to grab a bite to eat, watch the game, enjoy a collie craft beer or a beverage. Wall-to-wall jumbo screens showing all the action of today's MLB, NFL, NCAA, the game at the Treasure Chest Bar and Grill. Come and take a chance over here. We're going to be back with more of our weekend kickoff after this, folks, on WWL. Who dat?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.